Miss Bundy, the president.
Yes, sir.
Adlai has got a new formula that starts us out where we were the first day to negotiate a new treaty with the Panamanians.
Oh, I don't believe it.
And he doesn't see anything wrong with it. And if he were Secretary of State and President both, he would negotiate it.
Yeah.
And so I thanked him and told him to put it in the mail and send it down. You watch for it.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Well,
make him burn it or answer?
Oh, he was kind of sniffy. He said, I hope that you won't reject it out of hand. I hope you'll carefully consider it.
Well, we'll do that.
Because the quicker you settle this one, the better off you'll be and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And truth of it is, I think Mr. Chari wants to settle it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
has he had anything from the Panamanians, or is this out of his own head?
Oh, I think he just, getting into a field where he's been down talking to the State Department about it, and they added to it without any prior commitment. Now, were you in here the other day when we had the senators here?
No, sir. I was still on that short holiday.
I wish you'd been here and heard the hell I called. Caught by just mentioning it.
Yeah.
And I'm not, well, anyway, that we just want to carefully consider it, weigh it and everything, and then do nothing about it.
Right.
I'm not going to use, the two words I'm not going to use is negotiate and revising the treaty.
Yeah.
I've told them that to begin with, and they just quicker they find that out and better off with it.
Right.
And if we can get any other language, I think that we say that when we say we'll talk to them about anything, anywhere,
yeah,
anytime.
We've got a good sentence in tomorrow's speech on that. It says we'll talk about all problems and we'll, and we can do it anytime, anyway, any place. There's no problem. And I think, Mr. President, there's a new formula that ought to be looked at, which is that we ought to get some third party to say what they think they want to sit down and talk about, and we say what we think we ought to talk about, and then we just agree to talk about it. We don't care what Chiari says he's going to do. He can say, I'm going in to revise the treaties, and we say, we're going to discuss. That wouldn't bother you, would it? He can propose anything he wants.
Well, I'd let him cool off for a while.
That's what I... Well, you know, my honest judgment, I'm sorry to say, is that I think there's not a 5% chance of settling this before their elections.
I think that's right.
I think it's easier to play it along. Now, there are some hazards down there, and Panama is not in the best of condition, and there are some losses in moving this direction, but the losses in... We have taken an exceedingly clear position, and the losses in moving away from that are very much greater. I've seen the polls on this subject, and I'm sure you have. They make the position of the U.S. people.
Well, I just brought over a picture of Ted Sorensen and his girl.
Uh-huh.
And Walter Winchell's on the same column, and he's got the damnedest diatribe about how we've been mistreated you ever saw.
Yeah.
I won't sign over one page later.
Are you in business for one more signature, Mr. President,
yeah,
or not?
I guess so. They got me enough of them here. Bring it on in.
All right, sir.